As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
The Lakers suck everyone, including me, into some LeBron MVP talk. The Timberwolves get two 40-point performances in one game. The Atlanta Hawks won their seventh straight. And a throwback Russell Westbrook performance had me a little teary-eyed. I'm not going to lie. Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, March 19th. Yes, good morning, everybody. Minnesota in Phoenix. The young Wolves versus the young Suns turned out to be a great one. The Suns looked to have this game going into the fourth. They were up eight, but then the two-man game of Karl Anthony Towns and rookie Anthony Edwards took over. I guess Minnesota didn't mess up with that number one pick. Cat and Edwards playing the pick and roll, going back and forth to each other, baby. Edwards was able to get into the lane and score with contact, playing off Cat. I had to stop and double check to see how tall Edwards is, because he looks a lot bigger than 6'4". I guess it's just the way the number one pick plays. He's 19 years old, but he's not afraid of the lane. He gets in there. He had 13 free throw attempts in this game, although he can score from the outside too. Anthony Edwards had a career-high 42 points at 19 years of age. He's the third youngest player to score 40 points. He scored 105 points over his last three games, the first teenager ever to score 100 points in a three-game span. The other two teenagers to score 40 points, Stream Team, can you come through for me? Can you come through if you're on YouTube? You don't have a lot of time. Two guys have scored 40 points at 19 years of age. LeBron and Kevin Durant. Carmelo Anthony also did it, but he was older than Anthony Edwards. Beautiful stuff playing off each other. Towns had 41 in this game, the fifth pair of teammates since 2010 to score 40 in a game. The Wolves have won 3 of 5. That is great for them. Anthony Edwards also becoming a great quote at 19 years of age on his teammate Juancho Hernan Gomez. He said, quote, "Juancho can shoot the piss out of the ball. I told him that's what you get paid to do." Awesome stuff. Speaking about one of those teens that scored 40 points, LeBron. The Lakers hosting the Charlotte Hornets in Los Angeles. A pretty game with some teal on the floor, on the Lakers' gold floor. The Lakers handled the Hornets behind LeBron's 37, 8 rebounds, and 6 assists. LeBron fell short of his 100th career triple-double. When he gets it, I think he should stop. 100 career triple-doubles. It's a solid number. Much of the talk afterward on the Lakers Zoom pressers was about whether or not LeBron is MVP. LeBron spoke out on his number of MVP trophies. He said, "I should have more than 4, but I don't. And I don't sit around crying about it." Teammate Kyle Kuzma called it a political award and said LeBron should have 8 or 9. Other teammate Alex Caruso said it's not like Giannis didn't deserve it last season, but LeBron has been the best player in the NBA for years. And that's the problem. It's not the best player in the world award. It has to be the best player that season. Otherwise, yeah, it would go to LeBron or a couple other guys. That being said, if the current leaders for the award, like Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, Damian Lillard, and others have a similar case to LeBron's, if it's not overwhelmingly better than LeBron's, LeBron will win because it's going to go to the world's best player who has the best resume by default. And little narrative. He hasn't won it in 8 years as the best player. So, yeah, it's going to go to him, especially if they continue to rise in the standings. They're not far off. They're only 1.5 games back of Utah. And Anthony Davis's absence is helping LeBron's case. He's been out since Valentine's Day. Well, the Lakers getting close to that one seed as the Jazz falter. Utah played Washington on Thursday. This was a Russell Westbrook game. It brought a tear to my eye watching Russell Westbrook. This is what fans are going to think of when we think back of Russell's career. Grabbing defensive boards, pushing it up like only Westbrook can, putting pressure on the rim like only Westbrook can. And when that's taken away, dropping dimes for teammates, coaching up those teammates like he did with young Rui Hachimura. This was a great moment. Then Rui came out and did a great post move right after that. Russ just taught him. Westbrook was motivated after a late game subpar performance versus the Kings, but hopefully he can turn it up here. He had 35, 15 boards, and 13 assists. And Westbrook's performance was why the Wizards finally won a game where Bradley Beal goes for 40. Of course Bradley Beal was smiling when Westbrook plays that well. The Washington Wizards had lost 11 straight when Beal scored 40 points. They had lost 11 straight when their best player had scored 40 points. They finally won, beating the Jazz. Beal had 43 in this one. We don't get this Westbrook a lot anymore, but he did kick it up the second half of last season's schedule when he was an all-star for the Rockets. And, you know, he's an old dog in this league, so he understands when to turn it on. So maybe we'll see a little bit more of that in the second half of this season. The Wiz could definitely still make the play-in tourney. Beal and Westbrook in a win-or-go-home scenario against, you know, not the best teams in the league, against 500-type clubs. Win or go home. I've got NCAA fever. No, I don't. Donovan Mitchell had 42 in the loss, and after the game, Rudy Gobert warned his teammates of getting too complacent because they haven't won-ish. OKC Atlanta. Time for me to hate on the Hawks. I'm kidding. The Atlanta Hawks won their seventh straight game in convincing fashion. They're now one game above 500 and have won all seven of their games since letting coach Lloyd Pierce go. Trae Young was in his zone. He's throwing passes off the board to John Collins. Excuse me? The guts, the confidence right now. They're definitely going to get better as soon as they let go of Coach Pierce, though, and Nate McMillan took over, because all the guys that they signed in the offseason were getting healthy. Danilo Gallinari has found himself the last few weeks. Bogdan Bogdanovic had his season high versus OKC with 23. But no one saw seven wins in a row coming. They found a flow playing a lackluster bunch of teams. Let's be honest, a lackluster bunch of teams that were missing their players as well. They've only beat one winning team, and that was Miami in this seven-game stretch, and that winning team didn't have its best player. All that said, they're above 500. And they definitely should be somewhere around there, especially with all their vets starting to play again. And Trae Young is in an absolute zone. Even his misses are pretty. Getting space against defenders right now, that's a very nice move. That's a real highlight that wasn't able to get space, even though he missed there. We'll see if they can continue their flow on an 8-game road trip, which starts on Saturday. Orlando, Knicks, Alec Burks got the start, and that was big for New York's offense. They need it. He had 21. Julius Randle needs that help, although he was the one helping everybody else on this night. He had a career-high 17 assists. 17 assists from the big man. And Frank Ntilikina was helping for a few plays. He had a driving dunk shot type thingy. Some aggressive Frank plays. Don't get sold on Frank, though. He is an enigma, as Knicks broadcaster called him. Whoa. Frank Ntilikina looking into my soul. He must have heard me call him an enigma. That's what Clyde Frazier called him on the broadcast. He called him that basically right after that play. Frank, he's got to give us more. Give us more, Frank. He had 13 in this one. Aaron Gordon and Evan Fournier return at just the right time for Orlando. And I say just the right time because it's just before the trade deadline. Another grinded out game for the Knicks, like every game this season. Came down to the final play. Reggie Bullock and his hair made the game-saving steal for the Knicks in the victory. Pelicans, Blazers. This was the second game of a doubleheader between the two teams. Damian Lillard was feeling good after his 50-point game in the opener. Scored 21 in the opener, the first quarter of this game on Thursday, on his way to 36, as the Blazers were able to hold off the New Orleans Pelicans. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the drop on Friday. Got a little March Madness angle for you. We've got worst of the week for you. and probably a lot of non-basketball talk, of course. I will be back on Monday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Hopefully, it won't take me that long to pick out a shirt. I'll see you then.